But if he is emotionally depressed, if the Tarnigel remains emotionally depressed, and the Tarnigel certainly does not have the money to go to psychiatrist, so Mimele, he'll never have children. He'll never have children. So Mimele, Yariv Elav. Yariv Elav, this is what the Makshin, this is what the Tarzan, it's really the Tarzan, because then the Gemara refutes the Tarzan. So this Tarzan. And then another Tarzan is mentioned. So the Tarzan, the original Tarzan, also knew that when you remove the Karbeles from the Tarnigel, so the Tarnigel does not become physically sterile. But the Tarzan assumed, the original Tarzan, assumed that even when you make a person, or even a Balchai, emotionally inhibited in having children, so it also comes within the love. It also comes within the love. So then the Gemara says, no. The love only has reference to a physical sterilization, but not when you make a Balchai inhibited, so that as a result of the inhibition, he cannot have children. So Mimele, the Tarzan came to the conclusion, why is Rabbi Yechanan Matir? After all, he becomes emotionally incapable, the Tarnigel becomes emotionally sterile, because he cannot have children, whatever the reason is. So why is it Mutar? The answer is, he is not interested in making him sterile. The one who takes off the Karbeles, he doesn't mind if the Tarnigel will have many children. He doesn't mind that, but he can't stand the arrogance of the Tarnigel. So he wants to reduce the arrogance of the Tarnigel to a minimum. So his Kavone is not to make him emotionally inhibited. That's a result. So Mimele, this is how the other Rishenim, this is how the other Rishenim explain. Alright. Anyway, now, then look at the thesis. Talmud Leimar Vatzichem Lissas, Mikem Kodosh, Vihod Omar Bechige, Shalu as Benzeme Mao Lissuse Kalbe, Omalu. So, I mean, that was done, Bisman Chazal also. I mean, people, apparently, I mean, there was a greater desire to sterilize a dog than any other Balchai. So, Omalu, Vatzichem Lissasu, Kolche Vatzichem Lissasu. Hosan Aftalo Meyaretz, can before we shield his Ravachoi. Dochim Zagufu, Mali Beres, Malachutla, Al Hai Beres, Lacholasha Beretos, Rochem Kim Kodosh, Kimtra, Umashim before his Bishiltis, that's the important thing. Umashim before his Bishiltis, the Hodi Osa Lishti Samed Akarte, Hainik Rebute. Because he, now the Maskona of the Gemara is, the Gemara refutes the Teretz, the original Teretz, Hane Milich de Komechavin, Hochem Atzmeu. So that means that even if he's not mischavin to sterilize, he's still ozer. But Reb Shimon says, Dovash mischavin is muter. So that bothered the Shiltes. So the Shiltes came to a very strange conclusion, which is a Shitas Yochit. All the Rishenim are masik on the Shiltes. So he says, because we pass in Kol HaTeri Kule like Reb Yudeh, that Dovash mischavin is ozer. But only Gabi Shabbos we pass Dovash mischavin is muter. But in Kol HaTeri Kule, so Dovash Mischavim, even without the Psikresh, he's the only one who says. So that means the Nozer is not allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. So he says, Hodi Osa Lishti Samadi Karte Hani Kerab Yude. The Omar Dovash Mischavim Osa, Vava Gavdi Kaimel Kerab Shim Dishore, Hani Davke Bishabes, Mishim Divina Malachas Mimlachas Machshabes. Avol, Bicholat Rekule, Svil Kerab Yude. Veinir Aliri, Bicholat Rekule, Kaimel Kerab Shim. I mean, it's a very strange shit. Because there are so many Gemoras that the Gemara says that Dovash Mischavim is Mutar Nadar Yisur. The Bechalat Rekule Kaimel Kerab Shimon Dishorek, the Mashma Leil, for the Kameitze, the Amund Rabbi Yechon and Sobak is Tamishne, Nozer Chayf from Faspis, and Nozer is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands, and even if he tears out hair, it doesn't matter. Vani Kerab Shimon Dishorek, the Mashma Leil, 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 Dovash Mischav Shor, Gam Makizam Bepreil, Podash Mokel Shmin, Shor Lahakis, Podahadash Lashmin, Shmul Dovash Mischav Mutea, Lafrivashi, Vishilik Mishav Laomi, Israel Hosef Shapel, Sikrab Shimon, Alakav Krashmin, Misham Salah Krab Shimon, Vohasia Phil Rab Shimon. Oh, so the question is, why did the Shilta say that? because the Shiltes was bothered by this difficulty. He told Hashem Mischav Mizmuter. So why does the Gemara refute this Teretz? So the Shiltes says no, because that is only true according to Rav Shimon. We don't pass like Rav Shimon b'Shoyso. V'orcha Asya Afil Rav Shimon. The Psikreishu, the Vada Yistaris B'Shias Koisikon. Even though he drinks it as a cure for jaundice, but so it's subscription, and perhaps maybe more than not, maybe certainly not, unless the person is interested in making himself or herself stout. So it's subscription, because why should it be niche for him to become stout? So in other words, so taste for shite is that subscription, the lo yichpesle, and even lo nichale is considered mischave midraise. That's why Teisves explains it that way. Teisves explains it. All right. Now let's see the Rosh. So Rav Shlaim Haiman was masik and Rav Chaim from this Rosh. And when anyone, so you should have a cloud, when anyone is masik, whether verbally or in written form, so it means that he took it from Rav Shlaim Haiman. All right. That the end of Shmina Shrotim, paragraph Tes. B'shiltes Mnayin it begins. Tani Mnayin it says Bono Shosar. All right. B'shiltes Rav Achoye Kosef Osam Ish Tesame Dimalu Ligufe Umeka Mishim Dechsiv Vatsichem Lisasu Kri Kri Beil Isos Vidavkel Rav Yude Udosa Viz Lidor Shem Mishav Mosa Avol Rav Shimen Muta Avol Rav Shimen Muta kiv shim mischav un misir usel un fuy vor de kaim un shabshin ov shrav muter han mile bit mit de shab mit de shabes av kho atir kule kaim un shrav yud ov de shim mischav mos de in dvor ov nirn vaze di kho atir kule kaim un shrav shim ki mash mal yud per kam mit da noze khif un fast bits me potik ab yakh lach shim ki sam mishne vi khin the same that so that that these results mentions vi khin fer kop slam gdosh alo de makiz in dam le prayer do mar yud mash mal lach shrav shim ופורך ההיא לא אמר רב שימן מסליס נדעשת להשמין ושמול הלוחק רב שימן ואומר הפכי ברש ומי פורך אף אגב להשמין ושמול הלוחק רב שימן בשבס הקטעי צריך להשמין ובאום אלו ודאי ינחילו בין שבס לשאול יסוי והיכד לשוס סמל לרפואה ומקה עושר אפילו לרב שימן דימי דה רב שימן פסיקרי שבל יונס ולשייך כאן דברי בעל אורוך דיום על עושר רב שימן פסיקרי שאלו היכד לניחל. Oh, now he says, "V'lishayich ekan divrei Baloch, diomalos Rav Shimon psikrei she'el yichad nichalei, dahayne dafke linyan Shabbos, dibina malach leches machshavos, avol b'shor isurim loibin on dinichalei." So he says just the reverse of what Rav Chaim says in the Rambam. So the Rav Chaim says the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Doch, and that's why. So bachit gecholim if it's not mischavim lehavir es atachtenei, so he's potter on the score of avor because it's kreshel yirpesle, and that's the reason as to why mapis mose is muta, because it's a psikreshe de lo yirpesle. But and so he says, so that is only the och shite only applies to Shabbos, because there is a loche of melachas machshevis mashein kin kolateri kule like iku sterilizing a person, so they are the choice. So even psikreishel nichalei is still awesome. So that's contrary to what Rav Chaim says. So let's forget Rav Chaim. Let's say Rav Chaim didn't say what he said. But that Rosh is very strange, because it appears from this Rosh that the Oruch only says, the Pashtus Aloshin, it appears, and the Pashtus Aloshin the Rosh, that the Oruch only applies his concept of Sikreshel Yichbeslei to Shabbos because of Melachas Machshevis. So there is a special din of Kavon. But that's contrary to what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim says, Lechz Machsheves does not imply a din of kavon, only a din of yedi. It's the general din of melech of davashin mischavi. That if it's a psikreished loich peslei, so mele it's considered a mischavi. All right, but let's forget the rabbi. But so the Rosh appears to say here that the oruch saloche applies only to Shabbos, not to shorisov. How can he say that? There are several rayas that the Oruch mentions from Shorisorim. Mizalfi yayin al gabi yishim. So the Gemara, Shmuel says, Mizalfi yayin al gabi yishim. You can pour wine on the gecholim of the Mizbeach. The nisach hayayin can be made on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara is a kashi voko mechabe, and there is a posik in the Torah, eishtom mitukat al Mizbeach, lo yisir be. So the Gemara says, Shmuel sova lekrab shemen. But it's a psikreishe. So that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. That's one of the rayas of the Oruch, that a psikreishe de lo yich peslei, a psikreishe de lo yich peslei is mutan. That's all Yisurim. Lo Yisirim, it's not Shabbos. Then another rayah of the Oruch is from the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Elazar de Miller. Now turn to that Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gimel. The fourth line. Omaba. Now there is a love in the Torah. He shomalo chobinega acharas. And kol mokin shenomarish shenemarish shomarupen. So that's a lazy. So what does the love of shomalo chobinega acharas imply? That you're not allowed to remove, to cut off a baheres, a charas. If someone has on his body a nega acharas, which makes him tamei, he is not allowed to cut it off. It's a love the rice. He shomalo chobinega acharas. So suppose an infant who has to be nimel has on the gid a negatzaras. So, and if you are mal the infant, so then you necessarily have to remove the negatzaras. So you should say you shouldn't be allowed to be mal the teenage. So there is a special zasakosu boso afal pishiyeshem baheres. The fourth line. Omama boso afal pishiyeshem baheres yomim. Divrei Rabbi Yashi. So the Gemara is a kashe holom liko. Why does the Torah have to mention special zeros akosim? That even if there is a negatzaras on the ole, so you are still allowed to you still have to be mal. In other words, that the mitzvah of mile is deiche, the love of ishom elucho b'negatzaras. So atzaras it's muter, but without the posik it should be muter. Why? Because he's not mischaving to be mitayer the tinik. He's only mischavin to be mal the tinik, not to be mitayer the tinik of the tumas negatras. Follow him mikro dovashi mischavnu, vidovashi mischavnu muter. Amar Rabbi Yelo Nitzchachel Rav Yude, dova dovashi mischavnu izos. That means according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to resort to posik. Rav Oma, afilu teim Rav Shimon, meid Rav Shimon psikrei shevel yom mukus. Made Reb Shimon psikrei shevel yomus. Here, so Rabbi says, even according to Reb Shimon, it is necessary for the Torah to mention a special gzeras hakosuv that it mila is muter v'imkei negatzaras. Why? Because without the posuk, I would say he is mischavim because it's psikrei. How else can you? Being mal the tinik necessarily involves the tare from the negatzaras. So this is what Rove says, but Abaye, he applied it only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The implication being that according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't have to resort to a special pasuk. But Abaye less lehi svore, Abaye v'Rove dam tavaye mid Rabbi Shimon psikrei shel yomus. So bosa d'shame mirove svore. So, in other words, after he heard from Rove, so he agreed, he conceded to Rove. But at first, Abaye held that Rav Shimon is matadosh in Mishravim, even in the case of psikreishe. So when did Abaye say we need Tzrechel Rav Yude? After he conceded to Rav. Alright. So that means that Alibed Emes, the posik is needed even Alibed Rav Shimon, not only Alibed Rav Yude. Alright. Ike de maslo da bay vro va ho. I shoma bin ga tsaras, lish me vay glas, las is yate is. Av la te is be sif shal gab ragle, u vi me shal gab xei fe, vi mo vro. So it's a special exercise course. In other words, suppose someone has a negatzaras on the shoulder, and then he's a carrier, and he has to carry loads on the shoulder. And if he carries the load on the shoulder, the bundle on the shoulder, that will rub off the negatzaras. So he's allowed to carry the load, the baggage on his shoulder. Even though as a result of carrying the baggage on his shoulder, it will rub off the negatzaras. Why? Because of his special tzirasakosu. But without the tzirasakosu, a carrier would not be allowed to carry baggage on the shoulder if he has a negatzaras on the shoulder. Even though he's not mischavin to rub it off. It's done by itself. But So Abaye according to Rav Shimon. So in other words, and that has to be in the Havamin of Abaye before he considered the Rove. Because after he considered the Rove, so we need Bosa, the Gzeres HaKosel for Bosa, to tell him, because otherwise it would be Osa, because it's Kresh. So we must explain it. Abaye alibid Rav Shimon, hay Bosa mayovidle. So before he considered, so how did he understand this Gzeres HaKosel? According to Rav Shimon, why does the Torah have to mention a special pasuk that it's muter to be mal a child, to be mal someone, even if he has a negatzaras on the arm? So, v'abaya lid Rav Shimon, I was mal. Omar Rav Amram, beim elokitz barosi hu mischavi. In other words, so we need a pasuk that even if he is mischaving to be ketzitz b'heres, it's still muter. So when he God does it, so then you can say he's mischaving to be mitayer himself from the negatzaras. But when a male, usually mile is done not on a godl, it's done on an infant who is 8 days old. So the male does it. The male is not interested. When a godl makes the mile, and if there is a negatzaras, so it's very likely that he's mischav mamish. Why shouldn't he be mischav mamish? So, but when a male does it on a teenage, so then it's unusual, it's unlikely that he should be mischav mamish to be mitaya, the negatzaras. Even in such a case, we have to resort to a special zerasakosov, that it's muta for the male to be mal the teenage. Otherwise not. But even without the posik, so the male, the grown-up, when he's mal the teenage, should be allowed anyway without the zerasakosov, because it's dovashin mishab. Say, Ombrimelok is tina godl kot maikilemema, omarav misharshie, beim ravi aben lokits baheres, dibnei hukom mishab. So where the father is the male. So the father is very devoted to the child. So he wants the child to get rid of the negatzaras, of the tumor of the negatzaras. So memele it's mischaving. So without the posik it would be osa. So because of the posik it's muta, even though the father is mischaving to be mitaya. So now the Gemara sikashe viyaki achel evedache. So in other words, so what does the Torah say? So where the father is the male, he's mal the child, and then he's obviously interested in being in curing the child, his own child, of the negatzaras. So even then it is muter. Why is it muter? In order to be mikayim mitzvas mila, because esse is dechalesis. That's the pshat in the posik. Esse is dechalesis. So why do we have to resort to posik? The answer is because there is a lesis and an esse. A lesis and an esse, and the general rule is that in esse dechalesis of esse. But here there is a special zasakosuf that the mitzvah of mile is deche, the lesis and the esse of tzitzas bayaris, of tzitzas bayaris. So, but it's based upon the concept of triye. But v'omar ishlokish, v'ikeacher, in other words, when does it involve in my seer? When the father does it. Because the father is interested in curing the child of the baheres. But if another male, a stranger, will be malim, he is not interested, so then it will not even involve any isa. the Omer Rish Lakish. So Memele let, so why does the Torah say that because of Tchia the father is allowed to be mal the child, let somebody else, and then it will not involve him, I see. The Omer Rish Lakish, come on, shatim eitze, eser, lo yise se, yato yochli kaim shnei mutim, lav yose, lo yise se. So Imor says, lekach, say nach nami, when does the Torah say that the father is allowed, and the father necessarily will be mischaven, he's a father. So the father is allowed because of Tchiyeh, where there is no other male available. But if there is another male available, so then it is mutar. Now, one of the rayas, so the Oruch mentions a number of rayas from Shabbos in Yom. Let's say, Hobi Ardi Dei, Hobi Ardi Chavre, or the Tzvon Gemore of Shabbos, or Ptzot Chalozen Vipeitze, Kol Heiche De Leiche, Nichal Itvei, Keich Litzel Tzivei. So the Oruch, so what? Because it's Psikresh Lich Veslei. And then, the Oruch mentions Rayas from other Yisroim. So one Raya is from Mizalfin Yain Lagabishim, and the other Raya, and one Raya of the Oruch from other Yisroim is Mechik Sus Mechim Kidarkon, Ulvachel Yishavnu, but it's a Psikreshe, so the Oruch says it's a Psikreshe Lich Veslei. And then the third Raya of the Oruch from other Yisroim is this Gemore, in regard to the Yisr of Yisham Lucho B'nega Tzaraas. So the Gemara says, Beim Raviyah ben Lokitz, Baheres Dibneiko Mischav. So then, if not for a special Zerzakosuf, it would be awesome. But, an Achir, a stranger, not a male, not a father, even without recourse to a Zerzakosuf, it would be Muta. Why? Because, so the Oruch says, because when the father, the Oruch explains the Gemara, it's not that the father is Mamesh Mischav. After all, he should be told, don't be mischav. You are a father, but you should be told, listen, you're not allowed to be mischaving, to be mitaya your child from the negative ras. You're only mischaving, you're not only allowed to be mischaving to be mitaya mitzvah smilah. So the answer is, no, it's a psikreishe. And this vis-a-vis the father, it's a psikreishe de nichalei, because he'll certainly be nene from the fact that his child will be read, will read himself of the negative ras. So vis-a-vis the father, the male, it's a psychration nichalei. But a stranger, a male who is not even a friend, he just does his job to collect his fee. So a male doesn't care whether the infant will have a negatzaras or not. So a male, it's a psychration lich beslei. Psychration lich beslei. So a male, we don't have to resort to any posit. So that's also a raya. That's the third raya from other Yisroel. Others. Now let's turn to Rosh in Perek Habei. Now, so the Rosh in Shmini Shrotzim, in his Asoge, against the Shiltes, so he appears to say that even the Oruch applies the Aloche of Secretion Lo Yich Beslei, only to Shabbos, not to Shor Yisroel. So that's very difficult, because the Oruch mentions several Rayas from other Yisroelim. But you'll see that the Rosh in Perik Abayne, so he says, V'abaye v'roved ha'amret avaye, Meid Rav Shimon, that's in paragraph Aleph, in Perik Shnemoso, Meid Rav Shimon psikrei shel yamus, lo yitzchicha di kovid v'ar lechav, Pirish Baruch, v'imacha sheninene klal v'yipo karke shel chavire, shor lechatchile, v'yaf al gav d'have psikrei shel, v'hod omar abaye v'roved ha'amret avaye, Meid Rav Shimon psikrei shel yamus, yosea, hane b'dova sheunene, kigen yovid v'ar lidei, uchein ov, Hakeitzes Baheres Bnei Bishasmile Shuunene Bidovo. Now what is that? He mentions Dorich. Uchinov Hakeitzes Baheres Bnei Bishasmile. Does it involve an Isser of Shabbos? Of Kolatere Kule. Yishom Lachem Negatzaras. So he mentions explicitly. He spells it out. The Doruch is Mati of Psychration Lich Beslei in Shor Yisurim Tov. Uchinov Hakeitzes Baheres Bnei. Bishasmile, Shunene Bidovo, Avo Psikreshe Dovid Bar de Havre, Viacher Hakitis Baheres Bishasmile, Shinenen Bidovo, Mutorin Hatrile, Vafilu Isura de Rabonum Leki, Vafilu Isura de Rabonum Leki, Hilka Hovies of Kuko Bipiston, Mutalohosi Rateke, Vilikah Menuyan Bishabes, Afal Pishi Yefsha, Bisho Sheneki Rakek Napiston, Shehubi Mokim Barze, Sholo Yisri. We have a psychration, Maha Sheinene Bishite, Zoe Shayan Niflorets is Mut. Vinire the Lavrai. So he says, so first he mentions the Oruch, the doruch is mati av hakeitzes v'erez bnei b'shas mile he is materet because it's a psychological lichmas lay, and that's not Shabbos, that's kolatere kule. But then he says v'nired lavrai do de omaroch elu itzchiche dovid b'ar de chavre the lovely in Yisrael chatchile. So he could say because this Gemara accords with Rav Shimon Shite of Melochos in Tzricho Legufo Yispoter. Estesa says Dav Kuf Beis, and Estesa says Dav Ayin Hey, and Estesa says Dav Gimel in Shabbos. That Psikreshel Yichpesle is considered Mischav Midraise. But all these Gemoras, come bar the day, come bar the chavre, and the Gemara Dav Ayin Hey, Gabi Tzotchalos no Peitze, Kol Kame Shan Hoche, Kol Kame. Come the loymeis nichalitvei the leiche keichel vichtasivei. So Teisa says because all these gemores accord with Rav Shimon's other aloche of melocha shenitzricha legufo. But in a chaname psikreshel vichpesli is considered mischave midrais. The Rosh doesn't say that. He says v'nira de lav rai the omer the homer rochel itzricha David bara de chavre the lav li nisal chatchile komafli binovid bara de day binovid bara de chavre eliyen chiyuv chatos upota komafli dibocha ayre avol eliyen nisar afil rabshim nosal chatchile midrabon afal pishenen eli and it's not mashma that the Rosh means because melocha shenitzricha ligufo is muter is osa midrabon. It's mashma that midraise it's muter on the score of domashim mischavim, but midrabonon it's considered mischavim. It's considered mischavim. All right, and all that the Gemara says over there, kam bar de chavre. There is no chiyuv chatos, but in achname midrabonon it's osa. So that's like teisa shite in ksuves davo. Veidei v'raye boruch. So there is a stire. So right now you have a stire between the Rosh in Shmini Shrotzim. So he says that the Oruch only apply, the Divrei Oruch only apply to Shabbos, not to Shor Yisurim. And here he mentions in the name of the Oruch that Ava Ketzes Baheres Mnei Bishas Mile. So that is Osea, because it's a psychration in the Nichalei. Masha'in Kein Nifenachir is Ketzes Baheres Bishas Mile. It's Muter, because it's Loich Pesle. So there is there. Now let's see, let's proceed. V'nire the Lavrai. The whole of my rochel is the David Barra de Havla Nisel Hatrile Komaf. Binovi Barra de Havla Lichifratus, Upota Komafli, Lichifratus, Upota Komafli, Bohai, and Lisa Rapshim was Hatrim Drabal Genet. Vei, David Raibo, Nodom Rikaman Ferikovas at the Mille, Vabaya Lib Rapshim. Now that seems to be a very strong cache against all. Vabaya Lib Rapshim, Hai Boss of my Ovidlei, Omarab Misharshie, Vemeravia Ben Lokis Barres Nikomechav, Vikahe, Levit Ache, Kidrishlok, Kidrishlokish, Sigmogi, the Terrace Lekahe. So, Avol Yave Acheir is Mutal Echatchil. Avol Gav the Psikreishu, the Efsha, so the Acheir can do it. And the father is not allowed to be mal the child. Why? So the Oruch explains it. If the father will be mal the child, then it will be Psikreishu Nichalei. If an Acheir will be mal the child, it will be Psikreishu Deloich Meslei. So it's actually Kaim Shneim. So Memele, there is no heter of resorting to Tchie when it can be done without recourse to Tchie. All right. Aber Yahweh Achir muss doch Hatrille vor der Achir. Aber gab da ein Psychreisch, die habe schon mit Luizis Aberes, mehr Achir schon nennen mit Dover. Auch mit der Schor Rebschim im Psychreisch mit Dover schon nennen. So, that is the Rai of the Oruch. So the Oruch himself, the Rosh mentions that the Oruch applies his din to Kolat HaRekuv. So again, it's the same stire. Vein Rai. So he says, the whole the boy Ashas Ali with Rav Shimon, Hai Bosa Mayovid Lei, Lui Koi Amas Kone Di Sova Rabaye Di Meit Rav Shimon Psikhe Shil Yomus, Ki Di Koma Rosom, Lui Bosa Di Shomim Merobe Svot Sofre, Lui Koi Al Hoda Abaye Da Vemshanem Li Kore Li Tzrich Al Rav Yudha Vodav Shim Ischav Mosea, Avul Rav Shimon Li Yitzrich Kho, Do Polik Al Psikhe Shil Yomus, Da Kato Li Shomim Merobe Di Meit Rav Shimon Psikhe Shil Yomus, U Boi Abaye Ali with Rav Shimon, Bosa Mayovid Lei, Avul Mas Kone Di Meit Rav Shimon Psikhe Shil Lui Shnaav, Vilui Shnaachir. So that's a really very strong kashe. What kind of a raya does he mention from that Gemara? Because the whole Gemara, as Rashi points out, the whole Gemara has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. So after he considered to Rove, so the Gemara had no kashe. But but Gemara esikashe, Gemara esikashe v'abaya alayinu d'rabshime. That means before he considered the rove. So as long as Abaye took it for granted that Rav Shimon is matter dovish mischavein, even in case of sikreish. So hay bosom ay ovidlei, amar Rav Amram, beimei alokutz barose yom mischavein. So that the initial kashe certainly has reference to Abaye before he considered to rove. So at that time he took it for granted that even psikreish is muter. So why does the Torah have to tell us that it's muter to be mal the child even though he has an egetzaras and the gid? It's muter anyway without egetzaras akoso. So the Gemara says beim elokut barosi umischav. In other words, we need a posik that even if he is mischavi, so it is still muter. So then the Gemara has the kasha tina godel koton ma'ika le'meima. So Omer Rav Mishal she beim Ravi Aben lokitz b'heres b'neiko mischav v'yikach le'vidachir. So it all has reference to Abaye before he considered Torah. So what kind of raya is it? So as long as Abaye assumed that even psikreishi is muter, so of course, so then Enachir was allowed to do it. Because Enachir was certainly not mischaven to be gated by Heres. And the father, it involved an Israel, so why should we apply Trie? Why should we resort to Trie when it's actually Kaim Shneim? Mashenkin, after Abaye considered the Rove. So then, by Psikreche, so Reb Shimon is made a Dovashim mischaven is also, it's considered mischaven. So even Psikreche, do ich basle. And the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara always has reference to the case. I mean, more as reference to the to Abaye before he considered Torah. So what is the teretz that the whole holds that the initial kashe of the Gemara had reference to Abaye before he considered Torah. V'Abaye libel Reb Shimon hayposam ayovid lei. So that had reference to the time that Abaye took it for granted that even psikreishi is muta. So Amar Avamu amim lokit baros mischavim. Now the next kashe has reference alibi de emes tina godel koto ma'ikel meimar. So this is how they all explain. Now only the first kashe had reference to Abaye before he considered to rove, but the next kashe has reference alibi de maskone of Abaye that made the Reb Shimon psikreishi, but only a psikreishi the nichalei, but psikreishi the liyichpeslei. So Reb Shimon holds Dovashin Mischav is muter. So Teina Godel Cotton. So then it's Nichalei. If a Godel is Mal himself, let's say his father wasn't Mal him when he was an infant, and now he's a Godel and he wants to be Mal himself. And maybe the father wasn't Mal him because he had a Negatzaras, so he was afraid to Mal him. I mean, whatever the reasons. So and now he is a godel and he wants to be mal himself. So then, since he is a godel, he's certainly interested in getting rid of his nega. So it's a psikreishe, the nichale. So memele, we have to resort to a special gzeras akosuf alibi emes. We have to resort to a special gzeras akosuf alibi emes. Because it's a psikreishe nichalei, but cotton ma'ikel neimar. Cotton when and another male is malim, he is not interested in curing the cotton of the negatzaras. He's only interested in being mekayim the mitzvah mila. That's all. So memele it's a psikreishe the loyich beslei. So memele. So without the gzeras akosuf, it should be muter. So the Gemara, the second kashya of the Gemara is alibed emes. Not only alibed abaye before he considered to rove. Kot ma'ikel meima, Omer Rav Mishal she beim Ravi Aben lokitz b'heres d'bnei kom mischav. So in other words, when does the Torah have to resort to a special gzeras akosuf? Only when the Ravi Aben is the male. So then, but when Enachir is the male, so the Torah doesn't even have to mention a special gzeras akosuf because it's psikreishi l'yichpeslei and it's alibi emes. So then the Gemara asks Kashi, v'yakach le'vidachir. This is how the Oracle explained. All right, now let's see. So we can answer this kash. Vein raya. Now again to the Rosh. ואין הרי, דהות דבוי השעס על ליבד רב שימן, היפוסם היום מדלי, לוי קוי המסכונת לסוג רבי, דמיד רב שימן בסקרי שלו יומוס, כי לקום הרוסון לבוס עד שם מרוב וסוברי, ולוי קוי על ההוד הבאי, דם משנה מיקור לצריך אל רב יהודה דובה דובה שמסחב מוסה, אבל לרב שימן לא יצטרך כה, דו פוליק על בסקרי שלו יומוס, דקת לישון מרוב דמיד רב שימן בסקרי שלו, ובוי הבאי על ליבד רב שימן, היפוסם היום מדלי, אבל מסכונת דמיד רב שימן בסקרי שלו ישנה לשנח, ועיד, אף לדבורוב, מה ראיה מייבי, מוצאינו מימד רב שימן מיידה די כיסא דרבונו, בפסיקרי ש, די נהנה, די פריק הבזה דמילה, so what does it mean, אף לדבורוב, in other words, the Rosh also understood that this is how the Oruch explained, the Oruch understood only the first kashe to be raised by the Gemore, alibe de abaye before he considered to rove, but the second kashe, So the all holds is raised by the Gemara alibi de maskone. Maskone. So void laf lidvorov the second kashi is raised even alibi de maskone. Magaya meivid motzinu meimad rabshim meide di ki yisad rabbonon bipsikreishe di nene di feiriv di feirik rablezer de mila le ashkon di sviel rabshim and elishimutam natere. It's just natere. And then he says, "Veide v'raye boch modam perikotis akidesh loitzoy l'shokul mibarz afar gamit rabshim sikreiche marshenene muta shinzoch lichtichastanes kolkach v'neraye k'mishipir sherashi shom shinderach hefshel mikach lekisure veide shlefores mach l'shokul mibarz in zeir shem biglas kameye veide v'raye ma'idi suke perikule v'abos l'toner rabbonon imatim biyonte mishim rabshim enomru imatim." Pirish am vihodes shepeis l'neisei. So the hodes sometimes has a certain fruit on it. So as long as it has the fruit, you cannot use it on sukkes for the mitzvah. But if you take off the fruit from the hodes, so then you can use it for mitzvah. So a mimatim biyontef, you're not allowed to take off the fruit on yontef. Why? Because it's misakim money. It's like marmeloche. Because until you take off the fruit, it cannot be used for a hodesh on mitzvah, and when you take off the fruit, it can be used. So it's misakimone. Mishomolez Rav Shimon on Matin, Pirusham vihodesh, shepeis leisei, upolvok misakimone, umishane, that Rav Lezer, so he says, umishane hoch maskinu shalikton lachile, bidova shemischav muta, and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon agrees with his father, Rav Shimon, the dova shemischav in his muta. But the question is, it's a psikhaishe. So that's again a raya that psikrei shel yich beslei yizmut upor babay v'rovid am tavayim mirabshim psikrei shel yamuz umshane lo yitzricha diis lo yishane achite umeacha shenenene yizmuta. So why if it's eis lo yishane achite? So the if less lo yishane achite it's psikrei shel yich alay, because without that he won't have a hodesh on mitzvah. But if he has other shinies available, other hadassim available, so memele. So then it's a special yichpesle. So then he says v'yeshli treis the mitzvah shane. Mitzvah shane. So in other words, so what does it mean mitzvah shane? So that means that again, as he said before, because after dvorof maram raya meivim motzim meim derabshim meidi di kisa derabon. So memele mishum mitzvah of dalet minim. So the chachomim omatia. But odd normally, if there is no mokim mitzvah, so it's also the rabbanon. So he says, "Ina mekivim the rabshim and sovadav shmischav mutam natire hoche afal gam yipsikrei shehu hoyu vislachin eshorel rabshim and dishem lo yitzorich lo zeh shetikin v'igloyim milsen lo yitikin kli avol rab yude v'tova shmischav mosav yitzorich lo leke yisad raise lo yisharin afal vis lishanachite v'yide v'raye lidvorov mo'odom abizvachim. So again, now that's kolateri kule. Bishile kolatodia, hamisnadif yayim meivim zalfi el gabayishim, uporir vokam echabe, umetelo kerabshim en domadova shemischav muta, veafel gavda vipsikreishi, diyef shal izalif el gabayishim, shal yirbe, mati rabshim en lachatchile macha shenene. So he again points out that the Oruch mentions kama vikama rayas from kolaterikule. Viyesh litchis, diyef shal shiyipla latzi amaroch. That's what Teisa says. So it's not a psikreishi altogether. Oy alivori, veoit koshe. Lipel shorich do mapis musa bishabes lehitzman leich poter avalosa ilav mishum tzara bigufe afal pide in ene bibina pesach vigam mischab bibina pesach ale ki bebaum it is aleich vigam koshe mimachat lich besakeitz di mukul sanede kapshom vore tzogu poter vidafke mishum tzare vafal gam di mischab vashabu ale isakit. So the Rosh in shmine shrotzim he says what he says. So he So even without the Reb Chaim, we have to explain the Rosh and to reconcile the two Rosh. The Rosh in Shmini Shtrotzim and the Rosh in Perek HaBeinim. Now let's see. What's the Rosh in here? What does the Rosh in Shmini Shtrotzim discuss? He discusses the case of Sheise Keishel Ikorim. Of Sheise Keishel where a man wants to drink Keishel Ikorim because of jaundice. But Agavuche, it has the effect of making himself sterile. So the Shilta says, according to Rab Shimon, it's muta. According to Rab Shimon, it's muta. Why is it muta? Why does the Shilta say that according to Rab Shimon, it's muta, even though it's a psikreshe? So the Shilta, obviously the Shilta also agrees in the Shita of the Rosh. So that's why he says, that's why the Shilta says that according to Rab Shimon, it's muta. Because it's a psikreshe, the Lirch, but like Loi Michale. So when the Rosh is chilek, so that means the Rosh is chilek and the Rosh Shite of psikreishe that it's muter even lechatchile, So what is the Rosh Shite that psikreishe do yichpeslei lechol apoches is osam rabon, and then he says v'leishayche kam divrei baloch. So the Shita of the Oruch has no application here. He doesn't say V'loy Omar Oruch Dimuter. V'loy Omar Oruch Dimuter Elo Gabi Shabbos Dimir Machas Vasheves Avol Gabi Kol Atere Kul Eloy Omar. He doesn't say that. That he couldn't say because in Perek HaBeinim he mentioned in the name of the Oruch that it's Mutar Lechatchile even in Kolatere Kule, but the lotion of the Rosh is V'lo Yishayche Kan Divrei Balo Oruch V'yomar Liyosa Reb Shimon Psikreishe Aleicha D'Nichle. So the Divrei Balo Oruch has no application here. So in other words, because it is in line with what he said in Perek HaBeinim. First of all, the Rosh in Perek HaBeinim said that the Rayas of the Oruch are no Rayas. The Rayas of the Oruch are no Rayas. And he says, "Veid afli vidvorov, maraya mevi dimotzinu lemei madrab shimem mei dediki isad rabbonon bipsikreishe dinene." So in other words, even if we accept the rayas of the Oruch, all the rayas of the Oruch, what's the rayas of the Oruch? So there is one raya from Zalfin Yain Ogabish. Zalfin Yain Ogabish. So we can accept the raya as far as the rayas is concerned. And then with the Rabbon we can say, like Teisves, in Ksuves, what does Teisves in Ksuves say about the Raya of Mizalfin Yain Agabishim? So one possibility is there it's not even a Psikreshe, and the other possibility is because since Psikreshe Lichbesle is only Osam the Rabbonon, so Mishum Mitzve of Nisu Chayayin, so the Chachomim Womatia. So this is what the Rosh means in Perek HaBeinim, and he says, "Veid afli dvorof maraya meivid motzinu lemeimad Rab Shimon meiledi ki yisal rabbonon b'sikreishe deinene mit rabbonon nitzosa." So meile b'mokin mitzvah the chachomim dispensed with the rabbonon, but that does not mean that without the mokin mitzvah that lechatchila it's muter even rabbonon. So in other words, so the Rosh in Perek HaBeinim first of all said that there is no raya, the raya is no raya, and then he said, no, that even if we mention, we accept all the rayas, so it's only a raya that there is no isa raya, even if we accept the raya of aradidei aradechavre, and we say that this does not, this gemara doesn't accord with the other din of Reb Shimon Bochash and Tzrich Legufo, as Teisve says, but we say that it accords just with the one din of Reb Shimon, of Doshin Mishavim, so it's still not a raya, it's mutal chatchili, it's only a raya that mid raya is considered in mischaving, but mit rabbanon it's considered mischaving. This is what I said. So memele. Now, what did we see in Rashi? Dafayne. In Rashi, we see that Rashi is definitely chelik and shita zoruch. Not only in regard to the rabbanon, but even in regard to the raise, he is chelik and shita zoruch. And Rashi dafayne says that. So when is Rab Shimon made it? And that it's considered mischav midraise if it's loyich pesle. But if, so then it's considered in mischavein even in Shabbos, it's considered mischavein, even by Shabbos. But in the case where it's lenichale, where it's kosher, like in the case of Tzot Chalozin v'Pesach, where he's unhappy about the Metilas Nishom of the Chalozin, so then Reb Shimon is made that he's poter. Why is he poter? Nah, because it's not in Lechas Machsheves. So in other words, Rashi Shite is that in Kol Atere Kule Psikrei Shede Lo Yichpes Bein Lo Yichpes Lei Bein Lo Yichalei, in Kol Atere Kule you don't have a concept of Melachas Machsheves. So Rashi Shite is that in Kol Atere Kule, so Bein, let's say Ligabi the love of Sirus of Bar Tzichem Lisasuki, so and the love of let's say of Ishamul Chobenega Tzaras, so in Kol Atere Kule Rashi Shite is that Psikrei Shede Lo Yichpes Lei and even Psikrei Shede Lo Yichalei where it's Koshalei is considered Mischav Mamish Midrais. But Gabi Shabbos Psikrei Shede Lo Yichpes Lei is Chayev, but Psikrei Shede Lo Yichalei is Poter because of Melechas Machsheves Gabi Shabbos. Now let's see a certain theory in Perek Habei. The Miri and Daf Kuv Gimel. That Sugye. The Ara Lidei and Ara Lechav. So you'll see, I mentioned at that time once that the Miri says what Reb Chaim Zisot. Now, so there on the sugya daf kuf gimel, the sugya of hob arad day hob arad chav, ze she be'arne b'mishne she kol she'in li'te'ales b'mlocha anim sheches meisim locha shel heter ein beidim psikreishe gdil ha'rabonim omru she mikol mokim nisa yeish uch me she'omru, so who are the gdil ha'rabonim? That's the shita of teis v'sim ksubes uch me she'omru v'ferik shchotzim hay mischaise din zayse osu la'aduke b'yume metov. So what Mr. Saib Mr. Chayzed in Zayse means that the end of Shemini Shchotzim is also Gemorim Ksuves. In other words, suppose you have a Chovyes and then you have a hole and then
the Shimon, the Matin, the Ikshal of the Matin, the Tilt to Hokh 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 Matin, the Tilt
der Bäcker hat ziemlich schnell mit der Wue, der Bäcker hat ziemlich schnell mit der Wue, die Tür war mega schön, 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 die Tür war mega ואף עוד כשבי מי הולו יפירו אסו ישו so אוי תמו בזו הויו ויש לו יתענה בקרה הויו ויש לו יתענה אחית אין לזה דיקו כלל שערי מי שציפים זה דיקו פקרי אז זה ראש אוסו שתדע על הקרה אז ציפים מקרוצה איזה אין לי שערי מי שאו וכנית יחו דעל מאוסה ורבי גחי שאו שכולים הבזו ורבים רב שימן צוח רבו ורבים צוח ואתה אבוה והפעם שרבי דעית כדאו שמתחב ומתחב 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 die Huber um allein, aber bitte nicht so hoch, ach, mir schreie, hat uns mit der Schritte. Er wird ab Schienen Peter, wie ich mir vorstehe, ich habe viel Matel hat früher, der Dorf ist. Und mir vorstehe, ich habe mich noch reißen und seife mich im Bein, und mich schon um mein Vater, da wie ich denke, mich in Ruhe, weil ich mir ja quasi nur so, ich habe mich am guten Nächsten mit ihm. Wie ich bloß der Dach, da bin ich gekreist, ich muss alles abzuhören. So how does he pass? He passed like Peter, das ist mir. Das ist die Kreise, die Leuch, das ist according to the Jude, who holds Dovah to Mishrave, Dovah to Mishrave, in Kolatel Kula Yisrael, he's without it, but by Shabbat, without the situation, it's Mutam Zerayt, it's not from the Rabbonon, but if it is a situation, then you'll be higher even by Shabbat. This is exactly what the Chaim said. But according to Rav Shimon, situation in Yisrael is also from the Rabbonon, and it's Mutam. Die Hintloch der Dache bedient die Kreise, שהוא מוצא לך תחיל לרב שימן, הוא רב יהודה פוטה, והוא כתם לא חוהם דרך ממנו כושרת, על דרך מה שכוסו, מה שנאמה, בפרק ועל גודל, וכם עוד איזה נשומת, זה יעדיף עליי, ואף על פי שבאית שמו למיר פוטר, אומרו, מוצא לא יאמרו, טעם הדוב אומר שיש מלוך החרס עמו, כמו שאומר לך, אז למה שתוכל נשומת, הוקל שאתם איתם לך ספר, ונקררס ולך סיסה, שהיא כושרת, מוצא לך תחיל, ואם כן, so what did he say? So he says, "Vim kein gele odom, afu psichreishik in dilim beyisa, shachitz kosholet. Vim unitzrichem ma shepirishil rabonim, shafadilim psichreishik. Vim lachishach odom leima ma shomu ferektenim bichol chofen esakil lechus mitikese dekrotiken, shosam shimkreire, vare mikol mokim kosholet kifshachitz atzuro, mikol mokim nichalei. Bibei shenitzachtzich atakli, vinoza shenisirik nichalei basoras haninim. Nimtza lishetezu shekol psichreishik, shadova kosholet, mutalil chatzchilet. ואף לדעת רב יהודה ואם אין הדוב הקוש עלי וכן עיני אחלי מוצא לך תחילה לרב שימן ואם אין הדוב הקוש עלי וכן עיני אחלי מוצא לך תחילה לרב שימן ולרב יהודה חי ואם אין הדוב עיני אחלי וצורך לי חי ואף לרב שימן so the mirror says as follows that if it's a psychiatrist will יחפש לי so according to רב שימן if it's a psychiatrist will יחפש לי so according to רב יהודה is חי according to Rav Shimon it's also the Rabbono if it's a Kreishe that is Koshalei so then it's with the Chathchile according to Rav Shimon so the Miri distinguishes between Kreishe do Lichpeslei and Kreishe do Lichalei the Kreishe do Lichpeslei is with the Reise Mutter but with the Rabbono it's also like Kreishe Shibin Sule Zafop that Kreishe do Lichpeslei is considered in Yisrav with Reise but mit Rabbonon it's considered Mishrave. It's considered Mishrave. So in Kolatei Kulei it is us. And why does the Gemara say in Dvochen, that's what it happens. Mizalfi Yayin or Gabi Ishim, because Mishum Mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, so the Chachomim won't matter. But like this, it's us here, mit Rabbonon. It's us here, Rabbonon. So since Midrai say it's Muter, on the score of the Roshin Mishrave, still the Chachomim asked it in Kolatei Kulei. Because mit Rabbonon it's considered Mishraven, so maybe the Chachomim didn't make any distinction between Shabbos and Chorisoy. Masha'in came, Tabi Psikreshe Doloi Michalei, where it's Koshalei, like Tzot Chalozein or Peitei, so then it's Muter, even Lechatchile. Why is it Muter, even Lechatchile? So the answer is as follows. Because the Miri agrees with Rashi. What does Rashi say in connection with Tzot Chalozein or Peitei? That it is Muter, that it is poter
on the score of Melechus Machsheves, because it's not in Melechus Machsheves. And when does Rav Shimon say that it's considered Mischavin and Mischayev only by Psikheshe Lichpesle? But Psikheshe, the Loinichale, where it's Koshale, then it's inconsistent Melechus Machsheves. So I explained it in the previous year, on the basis of the Gemara increases of Shochach Melaket Melibay. So we see that Melechus Machsheves implies two types of Misasik. One type of Misasik, where it's an unconscious act, like somebody has, let's say, in his back pocket a wallet, and he walks outside in the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos, he's not aware that he's carrying, so it's an unconscious act. So the element of Yediyah is lacking. That's one type of Misasik. And then there is another type of Misasik where the element of Rotzen is lacking. When is the element of Rotzen lacking? Where it's Koshale, but where is indifferent? Indifferent doesn't mean that the element that he doesn't want it is indifferent. So Memele, the element of Rotzen is not lacking. So in other words, so that means that Melechus Machsheves implies two requirements. One requirement is the element of Yediyah, the other element is the element of Rotzen. But it doesn't imply the prerequisite of Kavonet. The Rashba Shita is that it implies the prerequisite of Kavonet. But other Rishonim hold, it only implies the element of Yediyah and the element of Rotzen. So, if it's a Psikreishes, Shekoshale, Loinichale, so then, by Shabbos, so is Poter, even according to Rashi, who is Chelikandor, because of a Melechus Machsheves. Now, the Miri agrees with one concept of Rashi. The concept that where it's Loinichale, it's Koshale, so it's inconsistent with Melechus Machsheves, the Miri agrees with that Rashi. But the other Rashi, that Reb Shimon holds that he is Chayev by Psikreishel Lich Beslei. In Kolatere Kule, including Shabbos, once we assume that Nochashin Tzrichel Gufa is Chayev. So, that, with that din of Rashi, the Miri doesn't agree. So, Memele, according to the Miri, so by Psikreishel Lich Beslei, so is Muter by Shabbos for one reason. Why? Because of the general din. Because it's Dovashin Mischav, so it's Muter Minator. Psikreishel Lichale by Shabbos is Mutar Min HaTorah on Shabbos for two reasons. First of all, because of the general principle, Yesh B'chol Mosai Moneh, so Psikreishe Dloi Nichale is as effective as Psikreishe Dloi Yichpesle, in Kol HaTerei Kule. And then, if it's Dloi Nichale, not only Dloi Yichpesle, so is Mutar Min HaTorah Gabi Shabbos because of the specific Shabbos din, because it's not in Meleches Machsheves, because the element of Rotzen is lacking. And also because Kavone is lacking, the general din of Kavone, of Kol HaTerei Kule. Now, Teisves in Ksuve says in the Sugi of Pilas Mitzvah, the Tafei, so Teisves says in Ksuve that where, let's say, one Dovashin Mishav Malibid Rabiud. So, in Kol HaTerei Kule, is high. If he knows, he will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he'll tear out hair, he'll be Chayev Malkus if there'll be a soy. So, and the, but in Shabbos he's potter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. If there is no psikreish, Mashein Kein, if it's a Melochet Rabbonon, if it's a Dovash Mischav, when we calculate together, so it's a Melochet Rabbonon, so then according to Rabbi Yude, Dovash Mischav will be Mutal Chatchile. So what's the Pshat in Teisves? Because in as much as on the score of Melechus Machsheves, so Dovash Mischav, Melochet Raisa is Mutam Nater. But the Chachomim asked it. So when did the Chachomim ask a Meloche that is inconsistent to Melech, that is not in Melechus Machsheves? The Chachomim only asked that in Meloche the Reis. Mashein ken in Meloche the Rabbonon words Mikalkel. So the Chachomim didn't even ask in Meloche Sheino Machsheves. So Mimele, this is the Pshat in the Miri. When the Miri says that Psikrei Shedlo Yich Peslei is Osam the Rabbonon, Alibi the Reb Shimon. But Psikhei Shaloi Michalei is Mutarib Mechatchile. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat is very simple. Because the Miri holds that Midraise in Kol HaTerei Kule, Psikhei Shaloi Yichpesle is considered in Mischav. But Midrabonon is considered Mischav. So Mimele, it's also Midrabonon. It's also Midrabonon. And then, if it is a Psikhei Shaloi Michalei, well, it's Koshalei, so then it would be like two Derabonons. And the Chachomim didn't apply the Yisya the Yisah, the Rabbonon of Sikreisha, the Loich Peslei, in the Milwaukee the Rabbonon. Because since it's Koshale, so since it's Koshale, so Mimele, it's only Milwaukee the Rabbonon, like Mikalkul. So it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Why is Mikalkul in Milwaukee the Rabbonon? Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. So Teisve says that Rabbi Yehuda is made the Dovash in Mishavim in Mikalkul is Mutal Chatchile. Why? Because even in Milwaukee the Raisa Dovash in Mishavim. Is only Yosam the Rabbanon, but the Chachomim Asa Dovash in Mischavim. So Mimele by Mikalkel, the whole Miloche is in Miloche the Rabbanon, even if he is in Mischavim. So Mimele, where it's in Mischavim, so it's like Exer, the Chachomim didn't Asa. So the same is true by Psikrei Shedloi Nichalega Shabbos. So then, on the account of the fact that it's loy nichalei, so it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Just as Melechas Mishkalkel is not in Melechas Machsheves, so if it's loy nichalei is also not in Melechas Machsheves. So it's only Meloche de Rabbanon. And in addition, yesh b'chol mosai money. So Psikrei loy nichalei is also Psikrei shed loy ichbeslei. So for the same reason that Rabbi Yehuda is matel lechatchile, dovash in Mishkalkel, in Mikalkel. Why? Because if it's Mikalkel, it's Meloche shein Machsheves. So Memele, dovash in Mishkalkel, Dovash in Mischavin is Mutter. So the same thing is true of Sikreshel Lenichale. So only by Shabbos it will be Mutter. So then it will be to the Rabbonons. Mashein ki nikola tere kole, since mid Rabbonon Sikreshel Yichbesle is Oser. It's considered Mischavin. So even Sikreshel Lenichale is Oser mid Rabbonon. This is the Pshat in the Rosh. When the Rosh says, "V'loishayche kam divrei balo'oru," the Omer lo osar avshim psikrei shalichal nichalei. What is he referring? He's referring to a case of loinichalei, taking a drink of case of koshal shalikot. So in other words, he takes the drink in order to get a cure for jaundice. And what is the effect of it? That he becomes sterile. But he's not mischam to become sterile. What is it? Psikrei shalichal or psikrei she? Of course it's Lenichalei. I mean, he's very unhappy about the fact that he'll become sterile. But to get a cure for jaundice is more important than the fact that he'll become sterile. So he chooses the lesser of the two evils. But it's a psikreishe. It's a psikreishe Lenichalei. It's a psikreishe Lenichalei. So memele gabi Shabbos. So, of course, according to the Oruch, so it's Mutal Lechatchila, even Sikrei Shalich Beslei. But, according to what the Rosh said in Perik Abeine, that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch. So there is one motion in the Rosh, that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but not so much. So there is one motion in the Rosh, in Perik Abeine, that accepts the Oruch Shite in regard to the Raise, but he refuses to accept the Oruch Shite Mirabon. So that means, according to that Loshin in the Oruch, according to that Loshin in the Rosh, in Perik Abeine, so the Oruch's Rayes are only good Rayes vis-a-vis the Raise, but it's not good Rayes vis-a-vis the Rabon. So Memele, he says now, in line with that Loshin, in the Rosh, in Perik Abeine, he says, V'lushayche kam divrei ba'oruch. And all the rayas of the Oruch have no application here. Because even though the Oruch himself applies it to the Rabbonon too, but as I mentioned in Perik Abeine, we can accept all the rayas of the Oruch, but only in regard to the Raise, not in regard to the Rabbonon. Not in regard to the Rabbonon. So that will mean that Psikreishel Yichbeslei is considered mischavein in kolatere kule. Mid Rabbonon is considered mischavein. So mele in kolatere kule, there cannot be any distinction between loyich peslei and loynichalei. Only gabi Shabbos we can distinguish between loyich peslei and loynichalei. Who makes that distinction gabi Shabbos between loyich peslei and loynichalei? The Miri. So the Miri says psikreishel loyich peslei ba Shabbos is also mid Rabbonon. Why? Because he accepts the rayas of the Oruch in regard to the raise, but in regard to the Rabbonon, there are no rayas from the Oruch. There are all rayas are insufficient in regard to the Rabbanon. So Memele, the Miri Shite is that Psikreishel Loich Peslei is considered mischavim mid Rabbanon. It's considered any mischavim mid Raise. And vis-a-vis Kolatere Kule, there is no distinction between Loich Peslei and Loinichalei. Because in Kolatere Kule, we have no such concept as Melechas Machsheves. But Gabi Shabbos, we have an additional din of Melechas Machsheves. When does the halacha of Melechas Machsheves apply to a case of Leichale? So then the element of Chotzen is lacking, but it doesn't apply to the case of Leich Beslei. This is what the Rosh is saying. V'leishaychei kam divrei balaruch. The Omer Leosar Rav Shimon Psikreishe Eleich Leichale. Da'ine dafke linen Shabbos dibino Melechas Machsheves. Avol bishor isurim libino Leichale. So bishor isurim, even if it's loynichale, it's koshale, it's still awesome the rabbanon. So mimele, a man is not allowed to drink ikreishali kori, even though his kavoni is to get a cure for jaundice, and he's very unhappy about the fact that he will become sterile. Because according to the, in other words, this, we have two shemes in the Rosh in Perek Abeine. One Roshan in the Rosh in Perek Abeine is like Teis Veshite, Daf Ein Hei, Daf Kuk Gimel, Daf Gimel in Shabbos. The other Roshan in the Rosh in Perek Abeine is like Teis Vesing Suves, that we accept the lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. So this, when he says here, Mishayche Kandive Bal Oruch, is in line with that Roshan. In the Rosh, in Perek Abeine, that we accept the lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. So Gabi Shabbos, such a case of situation in Michalei, would be Mutalechatrile, because it would involve to the Rabbonons, as the Miri says. Masha'in Kein, Ligabi Shor Yisurim, like the Iser of Barzichem Lisasu, the Iser of sterilizing oneself. So there is no distinction between Leich Beslei and Leichale. So there is no, on the contrary, this is corroborates what Reb Chaim says, because the Miri Shite is based upon the Lomtes of Reb Chaim. Now, the Rosh here, then there is something very difficult in the Rosh. He says, V'lishaychei kam divrei bal oruch, d'yom al osa rab shimen psikhrei, sh'yaleicha d'michalei. Da'ayne davke, v'inyin Shabbos, v'bina melechas machsheves, avol bishor yisurim v'bina d'michalei, midipori chashas, b'pirikol atodia, gabi amisnadif yayin, mizalfei al gabi yoishin, v'oka mechabi, afol gab l'inichalikid, So he says, the Heinrich Dab killed me Shabbos, the Melechas Machsheves, Avo Bishor Isurim, Loibin on the Nichalei. What's the Raye? Midipori Hashas, Vipirikola Todir, Gamistad of Yahim is Alf Kabishim. So the Kom Nisanel is the Kashi. Everybody is the Kashi. He mentions the Raye from the Gemores Kashi. Let him mention the Raye from the Gemores Teret. That's the Raye of the Oruch. That's the Gemores Kashi. Now, the Omar Shmuel, that's the color from the base, in Zvoch. Hamisnadev Yayim even Zalfa Gavishi. My time on Makro, the Yayim six Sakhil of Nesach, Hatsiyayim. Isherech Nechir Adishem. Vokomechabe, so the Gemara is the Kashi Vokomechabe. So that first the Gemara gives the Teretz, Kibu Mikza, Sloishme Kibu. Eini Vom Ravnachmo Ravue, Hamerit Gachles, Malgabe Mizbeyah, Vichibo Chayev. Dilekelahai. I boy say me kibun mis shane. Tosh va litoner blazer ben Yakov kim shnos teo litrin yochel yer ben litrin aber yer ben shane osom de Yosef nota. Toshma. Yain kidi rab kibli svolim shemen kidi vre rab tafel ishi. Voy tanye yain esach li svolim mo ishi amret lo yifke lo ikashe. Ho rab yude rab shimen. So the Gemara says that Shmuel accords with Rab Shimon. So he mentions a raya neged oruch, because why does the Gemara ask Kikashi against Shmuel Vokomichabe, but it's Kikreshel Yich Beslei? But the answer is, that's the terrace of the Gemara, that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. And before, so when the Gemara has the Kashi, the Gemara didn't know that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So this is the Kashi that they ask against the Och. So in other words, so what does he So what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Rosh holds that if the halacha had been, that psikreishadul yichpesle is mutali gamrei midrabonon, so then there couldn't be any shakla vitalia between the makshim and the talz. If psikreishadul yichpesle is considered mamish in mischav, so memele even the makshim would have known that it's mutar according to Rav Shimon. Why did the Makshin ask Ikashe Vokamechabe? Didn't the Makshin understand that Shmuel can agree with Rav Shimon? So obviously the Makshin assumed that Psikresha Lichbesle is Osa. The Makshin knew that Psikresha Lichbesle is Osa. The Makshin knew that it was a double poshut that Psikresha Lichbesle is Osa, is Bimtzias Osa. But the Makshin didn't know that the reason as to why everybody passes that Psikresha Lichbesle is Osa is because Midrabonon is Osa. So Memele, yes, the Kashe, Vokamechab. So then comes the Gemara Steretz and says, no, Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds over Shem Mischavein, his mutter. Psikreishi is considered Mischavein. But Midrash say, when is Psikreishi considered Mischavein? Only if Psikreishi, the Nichale. Mashenkin, if it's Psikreishi Lichbeslei, Midrash say, it's not considered Mischavein. But Midrabonon, it's considered Mischavein. So since it's Negea, the Mitzvah of Nisachayayin, so Memele, the Chachomin doesn't apply as the Rosh himself in one Loshen, in Perek Abayne says, in regard to the other Ayes. So we could say the same thing. So that was the Chiddush of the Talz. But the Makshin didn't know that. But the Makshin knew that it's Osir. That's why the Makshin asked. But if the Halach had been that Psikreisha Duich Beslei is Muta Lechatchile, so the Makshin would have known that. The Makshin didn't know it in. The Makshin knew it in. But we can say the Makshin didn't. The Makshin knew the din that Psikreisha Duich Beslei is Osir. But the Makshin didn't know that it's only Osam the Rabbanon. So the Makshin thought it's Osam the Raisi. So Memele, if it's Osam the Raisi, it cannot be matter because of mitzvah. So that was the Chiddush by the Talz. But if we are going to say like the Och, that it's Mutar Lechatchile, how come that the Makshin didn't know that din? This is, so it's Balabatish, but we have to say that Pshat in the Rosh. But on the contrary, according to this Rosh, so that this Rosh collaborates along the Sof Reb Chaim, because otherwise it will be in conflict with what the Rosh says in Perek Abayin. Now, so Reb Chaim says that the Rambam Shita is like Dor. I mentioned that we don't have to say that the Rambam Shita is like Dor completely. We don't have to say that because it could be that the Rambam only agreed the Rambam Shita is like Tesvis and Ksuvis. He agrees with Oruch in regard to the Draise, but he does not agree with Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. As a matter of fact, you can be Midaik from a certain Rambam that the Rambam holds that with the Rabbonon, so Psikreishet Lichbesle is Osa. But you can still say Reb Chaim's Lomdes. Because as far as the Gemara of Mappis Mursi is concerned, the Gemara in Krizes of Chetik Echolim, there it doesn't matter whether it's Osam mid Rabbonon or not. The Rambam in Perek Chof Beis of Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel, says as follows: Hanetil Sar Migufo Odom Chayev Mishim Gezis Lifichoch Oso Lirchitz Es Hayodayim Bidovo Shemesir Es Asar Vadai Kigeno Olo V'Chayetzli. So he says you cannot use a kind of soap that will certainly remove the hair on the hand. Remove the hair on the hand. Now, he's not mischave, but it's a psikreish. Now, Now, if it is now, is in a nichale or it's not nichale? In a stam, it's not nichale. I mean, why should he care whether he has a hair on his hand or not? Every man has a hair on his hand. So why should he care? As a matter of fact, it even involves a shaila, whether a man is allowed to shave off the hair on his hand. It might involve an iser of liyubash. But why should he? So in a stam, it's loyich pesle. It's loyich pesle. So, now, if the Rambam Shite had been, but if it's not a psikreishe, so why is it osa? So it's a domashin mischab. And if it is a psikreishe, if the Rambam Shite is like Teisves in Shabbos, Daf Gimel, Daf Ein Hei, Daf Kuf Gimel, that it's osa midraise, it's kasir mischab midraise, so why does he say osa? The Rambam mentions a klal at the beginning of L'cha Shabbos, that wherever he says L'cha Shabbos osa, it means it's only osa midrabanon. There is no chayiv chatos. So here it's not chayiv chatos. Why isn't it chayiv chatos? And the Rambam Shit paskens like Rabbi Yude that melochah shen tzchil gufo is chayiv. So why does he say there is no isad raise? So if we say that the Rambam agrees with all chshite in regard to the raise, but he is chaylik in regard to the Rabbanon. He's chelik in regard to the Rabbanon, so maybe we can understand. Because he's in a mischave, it's a kreish it is, but it's loyich pesle. Because if it will be nichale, it will involve a shayla of liyubash in shaving off the hair or on his hand. So maybe it's only osam Rabbanon. But that has nothing to do with what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam. All that we have to say in the Rambam is that he agrees with all slomdes in respect to the rice. But as far as the Rabbonon is concerned, it's mashma from this Rambam that it's also Rambam. Now, then, there might be another raya. Because one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara of Mizalpin Yain al Gabi Oishi. So the Gemara says, Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon that Dovashen Mishaven is Muta. Now let's see what the Rambam says about that in the Pirush HaMishnah. In the Pirush HaMishnah, at the end of Perik Asiri of Zvochi, in the Pirush HaMishnah. So the Rambam also has that kashi. How can Shmuel say Mizalfin Yain al Gabo Yishin? Why? Because Dovashin Mishavim, but Reda Rab Shimen, Bipsik Reishe, Velo Yomus. So the Rambam gives two terutzim. One terutz is the same terutz as Tezves. Efshar she yizreik, al karka mizbeach, not on the fire. And then he gives another teretz. Vishemo teima. Behechach is poel. It's a psikreishe. Kibisho shezirik hayayin al mizbeach. Yirbei say behechach. Voyika biyodeinu meida rapshim in psikreishe. O yomus. Da sheini mischabe behechach. Lifishemaat min hayayin. Min hamayim vaadeim alem. Min hadvorim hamigrorim. Bishezir kineison al eish agdeilo. Ei mechabin eison. Rakeach o eish milayit eison. Vineitzchon. והאפ שאש יצרק על קרקע מזבח על עצי סעיצים שלוי נשריפה דיים. So what? So the Rambam gives two terutzim. Now the first terutz is sounds strange, but he doesn't give neither terutz is the terutz of the Oruch. But if the Rambam agrees with the Oruch, why doesn't he mention the Oruch's terutz? The answer is the Rambam doesn't agree with the Oruch completely. He agrees with the Oruch in regard to the Raise. So Mimele Ligabi Mapis Muse, there it says is Muter, because since Midraise it's considered any Mishavim, only Midrabonon Psychreshul Yichpesle is considered Mishavim, so Mishum Tzare Di Gufe De Chachomim or Matir Des Rabonon. Just as Rav explains the Aloha of Mapis Muse that it is Muter on the basis of Loha Shem Tzrich Legufo. He couldn't explain it on the basis, as Rav Chaim explains, on the basis of Dovashin Mishavim, because Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda in Kolater Kule, the Dovashin Mishavim is Chaim in Kolater Kule. So true, Gabi Shabbos, without the Psikreshe, he is Poter, because not Mech Mashaves, but where there is a Psikreshe, even if the Psikreshe Lichmeslei, he should be Chayev, as the Miri says. Just one second. So as the Miri says, so, but Rav paskens, on one hand, he paskens like Rav Yehuda, Dovashin Mishavim is Chaim in Kolater Kule, and on the other hand, the paskens like Rabbi Yude, like Rabbi Shimon, the dovo blochashin tzrich ligufo is poter, but it should be also the Rabbanon. So since it's negi etzare di gufe, So that's why Mappis Mose is Mutter. So Mappis Mose, the Rambam Paskens, is Mutter. But he couldn't explain the Gemara of Mizalki Yain al Gabo Yishin on the basis that since it's only Osam the Rabbonom, Psychational Yirpesle is considered any Mischav Midraise. It's only considered Mischavim. It's only considered Mischavim Midrabbonom. So Mimele, it is Mutter Mishum Mitzvah. Teisve says that. That this is a Rabbonom is dispensed. The Chachomim made a special dispensation in regard to that Yisrael Rabbanon b'mokim mitzvah, but the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Since when are we matir and Yisrael Rabbanon b'mokim mitzvah? But b'mokim tzare, we are certainly matir. We are even matir. Rav is even matir. The Yisrael of Melochah shenitzrich oligufo. The Yisrael Rabbanon of Melochah shenitzrich oligufo b'mokim tzare. So it's a raya from this Rambam. That the Rambam does not accept the Shita of the Oruch completely, even in regard to the Rabbanon. But we still can accept Reb Chaim's Lomdes, that the Rambam accepts the Lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Reis. But the Rambam, we have to understand the Rambam's first teretz. What is the Rambam's first teretz? The Rambam says, Vadim da, the first teretz. The second teretz, we understand, it's not a psychology altogether. But what's the first teretz? He says, the first teretz, he says, da shein mischabe behechrech lifi shemat min hayayim min hamayim ve'adim elohem min hadvorim hanikrim b'shezir kneisen alei shagdeilo ei mechabe meison rakeach hoeish milayi teison v'neitzcho. What does it mean? Does it mean it's not a psikreishe? So let him say that it's not a psikreishe. There's a second terence. So it is a psikreishe. But he says, Ma'at min hayayin o yamayin v'adim lehem, then it will not extinguish. What the Rambam is saying in the first lashon in the Pirush HaMishneh is the following. In other words, when you pour wine, you don't pour wine with one stroke. There are many acts. It's done in a series of acts. Even though Rashi says that the Shmuel is matir even to pour it be tipping gases, but that's the mitzvah of nisach hayayin, not to pour, you know, with one flush, but you have to pour it tipes. You can pour it with tipes gases, not dafke tipes dakes, but it's not done with one stroke. It will not even be mikayim the mitzvah if you'll do it, if you'll spill it the way you spill, you know, dirty water into the sewer. It will not be mikayim the mitzvah. You have to do it. The mitzvah of nisach hayayin is to be menaseich in a series of acts, not with one stroke. Not with one stroke. So he says, it's true that when you are menasa the yain, so you keep on pouring. It might take, let's say, a minute or two, or a minute or so. To pour all the wine on the mizbeach. So only after you have concluded all the acts in the series, so then you will necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. But every single act in the series by itself does not involve a psikreishi. So Mimele, that's not a psikreishi. How do I get to that proposition? So I heard from my father a certain teretz and a Rambam, in Nozia. And with that yisod, so I realized that this is the pshat in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh. Now, the Gemara says, Nozir chefei fu mefaspeis, a Nozir can straighten out his hair with his hands, aval eini selig memasrik. Why memasrik not? So because kol aserik lehosir nimim hamdoldolim komechav. Nimim amdolim komchav. What does nimim amdolim mean? Nimim amdolim means hair that is, most of it is already detached, but it's still, to a certain extent, it hangs on to the head. So that's called like iver amdol. What do you mean iver amdol? Now the iver is, the major part of the iver is off, but it still hangs on. So nimim amdolim means hair that is semi-detached. Most of it is detached, but it still is. It still is attached to a certain extent. So that's a nimin amdol. Kol aseirik lehosia nimin amdol komechav. So Rabbi Kveiger explains it. What does it mean? He means like this. So he says, when a person, he explains it according to the Shite of Psikreishel Yichbeslei. Rabbi Gmei, I explain that according to the Rishen, who say that Psikreishel Yichbeslei is muter, or Lechol HaPoch is muter medereise. So, Mimele, the question arises, why isn't the Nozer allowed? Why isn't the Nozer allowed to medereise? He is not allowed to comb his hair. This is the mocker for the Isser of combing your hair on Shabbos. It's an Isser Gomor, it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't say it in so many words in respect to Shabbos. But the Gemara says that even according to Reb Shimon, so he knows that he's only allowed to be chafi from a fast space with his hands, because that doesn't involve a psikreshe. But to be seirik with a comb, so that involves a psikreshe. And if anybody tells you that he or she, usually it's done by women, so they use a brush rather than a comb, so that's achizas sinayim. Because if you just make an experiment, you'll see that if combing the hair is a psikreshe, so by far using a brush on the hair is much more psikreshe. If you use a comb, so you'll see only a few hair. But if you use a brush, so you will not see one or two hairs, you'll see maybe 20 hairs. So by far, just because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a brush, it only mentions a masrek, but that's just an achizas sinayim. There is no heter to use a brush on the hair. So, where is the mokeya that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? There's the Gemara Gabinozia. Because the Gemara says, Gabinozia, Avolini Seirek. And the Gemara says it's a psikreish. But the Gemara also mentions, Kola Seirek, Lihosia Niminam Dodolim Komechav. So, Rabbi Kveya explains it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, psikreish. You could explain the Gemara differently too, but it's mashma that it's based on some psikreshe. But the Gemara does use the expression kol aseirik lohosiyam nimim hamdodolim kamecham. So Rabbi Kveya explains it. He says as follows: because like this, we could say it's psikreshe liich beslei. It's not mischavin. He's mischavin only to straighten out his hair, to comb his hair, not to tear out any hair. So two, he tears out a hair, so it's psikreshe liich beslei. But if a person only had hair that is completely attached to the head, then it would be psikreshed liich beslei, because he's not interested, you know, in getting rid of hair that is mechuber. But every person besides the hair that is really mechuber, he has some hair that is almost detached, but it still hangs on. A person wants to get rid of that hair. That's a nuisance. The Nimenam Dodolim is a nuisance to a person. So Memele it's Nichol. This is how Rabbi Kveya explains it. Alright, and those Rishenim who say that Psikreshed Uyich Peslei is considered Mishav Midraise, so they'll have to explain the Gemore that when the Nozir combs his hair, he's Mamish Mishav, but most Rishenim don't explain it that way. Most Rishenim explain it on the basis not of mamish mischavim, but on the basis of psikreishe. So why does the Gemara mention lohosyanim mamdolim kamechavim? So as Rabbi Kveya says, that makes it a psikreishe nichle. A psikreishe nichle. All right. Now, so the Roshna Rambam is. Does anyone have the Rambam here? No one has. You don't have to. Okay. Thank you. No. I'm sorry. Okay. Now all this is Nigia Lemaise, very relevant, Lemaise. The Rambam, Perkei Melechas Nizires, Aloch Yudalet, said as follows. Nozir chefef al sari biyodei, v'cheicher b'tzoponei, v'imnof al sari necheshish, sh'arein kavonosei lo hosia, v'efsha shalo yosia, avol lo yisrek b'masrek, but not allowed to come, v'lo yochiv v'adomo, mipnei sh'masares es asar v'adai, v'imoso kein, eimileik. Einerig, so der Chinuch, in der Mitzvah of Nizires, die Menschen der Roshan Aramba, so ist es, wenn ich mehr wie neu, wenn ich Idee, im Humeiser als Asar Wadai, ma du Einerig? That's what the Chinuch has, Nikash. So I heard from my father, Iteretz, on that. Now, but my father applied the Lomdes of a Rephaim. Now, we discussed that Rephaim, I think that I discussed it when we learned Yivomis. Because the Gemara in Yivomis says that the reason as to why, now let me find the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perik Zayin Luchas Nizira Salochet Eslov. He says, V'keitzat hu muta b'tiklachas mitzvo nozir shenitztaro v'nir po mitzorate v'seich yemei nizires hare zimgaleach kol tzare sh'hare tiklachte mitzvah sase sh'nema b'mceiro v'gilachas kol tzare v'chol mokim sh'atomeitze mitzvah sase v'leisese im v'yochel ikayim v'shnei mute v'im lav v'yoveyese v'itras leisese. So why do we say that in nozir shenitztaro? So he's Migaliach Kolsare because in Mitzere he's Mechuyev to Migaliach Kolsare. So the essay of Giluach Mitzere is the love of Tal Yavar Al Reish. So, but then the cash question is, but in essay the Echel is a essay. So what does the Gemara in Yivome say? Because it's Issa Bishayel. So an essay is not the Echel is a essay that is less a Bishayel, but an essay is the Echel is a essay that is Issa Bishayel. That we learned in Yivomis. But the Rambam mentions another time. V'alei nozio shegila b'min Yisrael over aloise sevese shenema akodin shiye gadeu peras hareshe uvichol moke min ese deiche loise sevese vilomo deiche ese shel tiglachas hanega linzires. So what should he say? Because it's Issa Bishayle. So the Rambam gives another teretz. Mipnei shekvo nitma hanozio bitzoras v'yimichalute yenei lelei כמו שביארנו, והרהי איני קודש בהם, ובוטי לו אסה מאילו, ולו נשאר אלו לא יססה, שהותר לו יעבר על רשי. שהותר יעבר על רשי, ולפיכוך בו אסה של תגלחס הצרס, ודוח הרסי. אומר אברום, אני שאין ברש מסכת יבומס, משמדהב לי להבי אסה שיש לי בשיילה, והיינה דקיות. So רב חיים גיד את הרץ, that by nozir, the essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishei implies two things. It implies a chiyuv essay. He is mechuyev to be a Kodesh, to have the seah. And it also implies an iser essay. It also implies an iser essay. It also implies an iser essay. So memele, we have to resort to both times. So in other words, insofar as the aloche, as the when the Gemara says in ese deiche lo ise sevi ese, so the Gemara gives a teretz because it's ise bishayle, so it's only kill now. So the Gemara has reference to the iseres. Now the Rambam shite is that so the Gemara has reference to an iseres. So in other words, so even though one essay is not deiche, a lois essay and the lava bomb chlal essay, because that's mochomu, but if the lois essay and the lava bomb chlal essay are ise bishayle, so then it's kal. So then the an essay can be deiche both the lois essay and the lava bomb chlal essay. But besides the ise essay, there is a chiyuv essay. So then it's not a question of being mochomo, because an essay can be deiche yisurim, an essay cannot be deiche chiyuvim, because maye ume da hayese me hayese. So the question is, after the Rambam knows very well what the Gemara says in Yivomis, that the reason as to why the essay of Giluach Mitzere can be deiche the iserese of Kodesh Yigadol Peres Areishei in addition to the love. Normally, so an ese can be deiche only an isa love, but not two isurim. An isa love and an isa of ilava bo mechlales. That not. Mashenkei, the isa of nizires is not so chomo. So an the ese of giluach mitzire can be deiche both the love of tal yaval reishei and the love bo mechlales of kodesh yigadol peres areishei because it's kill. But then there is another question. How about the chiyuv ese? A nozer is mechuyev to maintain his air because of the gdushe, kodesh ye, gadol peres areishe. So it's not a question of kal and chomor. An ese can be deiche, a chiyuv can be deiche iser, but chiyuv cannot be deiche chiyuv because my umed ha yese ma yese. So.